Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Tea with Bradley. I'm your host, Bradley Wargo, and will continue to be for the foreseeable future, or until I'm terminated. And when I thought about this first episode and thinking about it being a blank canvas, I thought about all the different things I could talk about. We could talk about advice for what new TV to get, talk about new TV shows, or just in general, problems that we're having, relationship issues, and all these other topics of advice and things that I could just say and mention. But what I realized is that at the center of all the advice that I could ever give is you. You as a person. You as an individual. And I realized the most profound piece of advice I could ever give is to help strengthen your base and figure out how to get you to understand that you and how you accept who you are and you accepting yourself to the fullest extent so that you can face the world and know who you are and what you stand for is the biggest piece of advice I could ever give. There's an old African proverb, if there's no enemy within, the enemy without can do us no harm. So hopefully today I can help you make sure there's no enemy within, and we can show that enemy without what's up. So buckle up and let's go. A couple of quick side notes here. One, if I quote something, it's big, so I'll quote it again and or break it down. And two, we as people are pretty good at talking about ourselves, but he's talking about the real us. Now, that's some heavy stuff, so I'll dive a little deeper with it. First, the quote, the enemy within. Who is that? You know, you think about, like, the enemy within. Well, I believe it to be your inner critic, or what I like to call the social consciousness. We all know the inner critic. We all know what that sounds like, but I call it the social consciousness because this is the voice of reason that kicks in right before we do something socially dumb, like wear a button-down shirt with basketball shorts or create some form of art. Inherently, neither of those things is bad, you know? I mean, does putting a button-down shirt with basketball shorts really hurt anyone? No. And when you decide to paint on a canvas or create a YouTube video or even a podcast, do you really hurt anyone? No. Now, the content can be rude and hurtful, but the medium cannot. They are impure. Now, where am I going with this? I'm moving towards us understanding that we have the power to do these things. We have the power to wear those button downs with basketball shorts. We have the power to create. We have the power to make a YouTube video to show people how to do things. We have the power to come up with a podcast to give advice. We have the power to do anything that we really want to. But we don't. Why is that? Well, if I showed up to a business meeting with shorts and a button down, I don't really think that'd go over so well. It's our social consciousness. It's that inner critic that steps in and prevents us from getting hurt by other people's judgment. It's that judgment that's the enemy without. So let's pause for a quick second. Where you are right now physically, wherever it happens to be, would you do any of the following, for instance? You know, like, just to give an example, would you pick your nose, pass some wind, or, I don't know, pat your belly? Chances are, if you're in a private setting, you'd go right for it, and you're probably doing it right now anyways. But for those out in public, it becomes a more complicated. Are you sitting alone on a park bench? Can you let some air out, but it'd be weird to be seen picking your nose? Are you maybe walking down the sidewalk where it's just weird to be patting your belly? Perhaps. Maybe you're just uncomfortable at the thought of being seen or heard doing any of these. That's called social judgment. You're afraid of being called out and being labeled as weird. These feelings of pause, hesitation, consideration for others. This is the enemy we all face. The enemy gets their power from us, though. But as the Proverbs points out, if there's no enemy within, the enemy without can do us no harm. Put another way, if we know who we are and accept it fully, no social judgment can hurt us. That's some pretty powerful stuff, I'd say. If we fully accept ourselves, flaws and perfections, I'm talking fully knowing what's wrong with us, what kinds of areas we suck at doing things in, where we just fall short at times, but also knowing our strengths and perfections in the spots where we excel to the fullest, then we'd be able to face the world without any fear, without ever getting hurt. So then my question for that becomes, what's stopping us? Why is it that we face the world in fear? Fear of being judged, fear of not fitting in, fear of having our own creations subjected to other people's thoughts, criticisms, feedback. I say it's because we don't really know ourselves. So, what does it mean to know ourselves? Now, that's a really heavy question, and I'm ready to take a little and sip some tea. Yes, very good. It's nice and cold in our apartment. I live with three roommates, and one of them decided to freeze the entire place. It's funny because I was the one that decided it, but I'm sitting in a jacket now and sipping on some warm tea, quickly going cold. But getting back to it, what does it mean, you know, to like know yourself? Like, who are you? And this isn't going to be some revolutionary idea, but I like to pull from different sources to really learn from different people, different aspects, and pick things that people have done really well and pick it apart and apply it to my life. And one such thing I've picked apart and will probably mention a couple of times, especially as I start this podcast, is a book by Sean Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Teens, because his son actually wrote a younger book geared more towards teenagers. And that's the one that I've primarily read because I've been reading it for multiple years and my mom got it way back when. But it follows the same seven habits that highly effective people does. And he starts off with the first three being about you and yourself. The first one's being proactive compared to reactive. The second is setting goals and determining a destination. And then the third is prioritizing. Now, the one I want to really hit here, though, is the second habit, which is setting a goal. Because, funny enough, in the thing, he actually shows you or does a little exercise with you where he says, okay, close your eyes and picture yourself 10 years from now. Where do you see yourself? And I like to take it a little further because this is something else that I've also known, is imagine yourself on your deathbed and you look back on your life. What is it that you did? What is it that you leave behind? Is it something that you're proud of? Because at the end of the day, when we look at things like creating things or being socially judged, most of the time when we're sitting on our deathbed, we really don't care. I mean, you look at old people walking around and they just walk around. They don't care. If they step on a few toes, they're going to look at you and just be like, I'm old. What are you going to do about it? You're not going to hit an old person. I mean, heck, even yelling at an old person, people kind of give you a look. They're like, are you okay? Like, that's an old lady or old man, you know? So by the time we get there, it's like social judgment doesn't apply to us anymore. But it's because by the time we get there, we know who we are. We already know what we've done. We already know what kind of life we've lived and what kind of position we are in the world. That's why old people just don't give a crap. But we're young, where I'm assuming most of us are. So why do we? It's because we don't know yet. And that's what I like about this exercise of setting these goals and figuring out where we want to go. If we know who we are based on where we want to go, then as we get there, no one can stop us. If we know we're going to get old one day and we can look back and say, I did that, I don't care what you think. That's pretty cool. Sorry, I needed another tea break. So, I invite you to do an exercise like that. I know you're listening to the podcast and you're probably doing some sort of activity. You're probably doing dishes, driving to work, going to a further city. But as you're doing that, when you get there, maybe tonight, if you're listening, maybe tomorrow, pick a day where you sit down with yourself. And this gets into identifying who you are. I think we don't spend enough time with ourselves to really understand who we are and what we want. And then that enemy without really has an impact because there's multiple enemies within. Do we watch TV or do we make a YouTube channel? Do we watch a makeup video or do we do a podcast? Do we write the book or read the book? And that war within is what's causing us to struggle. We want to write the book, but what if it's not good enough? Who says it's not good enough? You wrote the dang book. That's cool. Write the book. I mean, if you're not going to write it, who will? Other people. And those people are going to know what they want. And you're going to be in awe of them. So if you know what you want, have other people be in awe of you. And that's why I'm inviting you tonight, tomorrow, pick a time where you can really sit down. And I'm not talking for an hour. I'm not talking for a day. And this isn't meant to be some crazy, like, unreachable thing. But if you can sit down for 5-10 minutes, maybe each night, and you really think about it, you really understand who you are. And this is a big, big step that I don't think a lot of people take. If you know what you want, you will do everything you can to get it. And that's cool. That's what makes you you. We are this agglomeration of multiple things that come together. And we drive what we know and who we are into the world head on. We create. And we leave a beautiful path behind of all of the things that we've made. If that doesn't excite you, then I don't know what will. I mean, discovering who you are is just such a fun thing to do and kind of gives you hope for the future and where you want to go. And it's so exciting to be able to be like, hey, like, yeah, this is what I want to do and this is what I'm going to do. And this is why and this is who I am. And like, you can just go to hell if you don't support me. I mean, I don't need you, but it's fun, it's thrilling, it's hopeful. And if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will, but maybe you do. Maybe when you sit there and start figuring it out, you'll figure it out. And so to keep the show short, though, because I know I can go on a tirade for an entire day and giving advice and talking and talking and talking and making you late for work, but some final notes on that is, one, you're perfect in and of yourself. There's never anything wrong with you. But in order to know how perfect you are, you have to know yourself. And so it's important to know yourself. You can do amazing things. Any of these great, amazing people you hear of and see are all normal people at first. They're all born the same way you are. Circumstances may be different, but they're still born. And that is key. Being able to know that you're amazing and being able to set your mind to it. And maybe in a few later episodes, I can talk about goal setting and achieving dreams and different things and even talking about a journey. On my next episode, I'm really going to talk about, as corny as it is, some anime and some of the characters that are in there because they're perfect examples of what it's like to go on a journey. They're perfect examples of what it's like to start out as nothing and become something. We all want to become something and we all want to be remembered. And the only way that that can truly happen is if we know who we are and what legacy we want to leave behind. If there's no enemy within, the enemy without can do us no harm. As simple as that phrase is, it's just so loaded with meaning. Now, like I said, I wanted to wrap it up. So I kind of decided that I'd like to end each episode with a challenge. The purpose of this podcast is to spread positivity, but you can't spread positivity when you yourself aren't positive. So today's challenge is going to be a little goofy, but I want you to try standing in front of a mirror for a minute and just smile at yourself. And again, it's goofy, it's corny, but when you smile at yourself, you're happy with yourself. You're looking at yourself and saying yes to yourself. And it's pretty powerful. I want you to do it for a minute and tell me that you don't feel at least a tad bit happier. Smiles are contagious, and a smile from yourself to yourself is pretty contagious. Now my teacup is empty, so before I go though, I want to thank you and say that no matter where you are or who you are, you matter to someone, and you are amazing. So I hope you have an amazing day. I hope you change the world for better, and I hope you have some fun smiling in front of a mirror. Till next time, I'll try some new teas, but I wish you all the best.